Marijuana advocates say this is just the latest in a string of victories for their cause.
The market's been there, but it's time for it to be legit, and it's time for, we're very regulated, and it's time for that to be standard for this product.
But some officials disagree, citing concerns about a possible rise in auto accidents and deeper drug addiction among young people. They say the movement needs to take a step back and find ways to make marijuana available more safely.
Okay. So California's the big one.
Yep.
You know, they had quasi-legalized marijuana in California.
They had a look the other way policy.
Yeah, you know, they had that big medical marijuana ruse.
Yes.
Where, you know,
it's good for a cold. It's good for a bum toe. You can take it for pretty much
anything. If you haven't been out to California, I love this. They have a doctor named Dr. Lenny. He's on the premise. You hand Lenny.
I know Dr. Lenny.
Yeah, you hand Lenny 200 in cash. Lenny doesn't want any trace. Lenny writes you a prescription. And then you just go the next place over, the next room over, and they sell it to you. That was the medical marijuana ruse in California. So, and there were 50,000 Lennies. They were
on
every corner.
This is not good for business for Lenny. So, California, Massachusetts, Nevada.
Yeah.
All past measures now. You've got a 60% approval rate of legalizing marijuana in the country, according to Gallup.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, this is the
way. Well, Nevada, that's good. So if you want to gamble, you really want to be high when you do that, especially when you're playing blackjack. Well, you lose.
It slows you down.
Right. The thing that I saw of all the studies, and it is no doubt that kids use it more, no doubt there's more traffic accidents, but the minority community, poor minorities in this country, use legalized marijuana far more than anyone else, and that's going to hurt those folks. Last word?